I'm Dan Klefstad. U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth is among the Democrats pressing for witness testimony at President Trump's impeachment trial. Brian Mackey has more.
At a weekend news conference, Duckworth cited the time she'd been a jury foreman and said being able to see witnesses and documents was key to the process. To underscore the point, she held up a book she described as statements from the administration with multiple passages blacked out.
That we cannot even read what's under there. Show us the evidence that proves the president's innocence.
Duckworth also made a point of defending Army Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman, who testified before the House impeachment inquiry and this week was harshly criticized by a Republican senator. Duckworth is also an Army veteran, severely wounded in Iraq, and says questioning Vindman's loyalty to the country is itself un-American. I'm Brian Mackey.
Public health authorities confirmed a case of coronavirus in Illinois. The disease is thought to have spread from the Chinese city of Wuhan. The Illinois patient traveled from there to Chicago this month. Chinese authorities are quarantining entire cities in an attempt to contain the disease. But Illinois Public Health Director Ngozi Ezike says there are more questions than answers.
The strain is different. And as it is novel and emerging, we are still trying to learn all that we need to learn about this virus, both in terms of its symptomatology, how people get infected, the length from exposure to symptoms.
The first U.S. case of the virus found in Washington state. There are other possible cases across the country. The Illinois patient is hospitalized and said to be in stable condition. Health officials say they're monitoring people she had contact with since returning from China. Abortions performed in Illinois increased about 7% from 2017 to 2018. That's according to the Illinois Department of Public Health. The Chicago Tribune reports many abortion opponents link the increase to a state law that took effect in 2018, expanding taxpayer-subsidized abortions. The law allows state health insurance and Medicaid coverage for the procedure. It also made sure it remains legal. Abortion rights supporters say there's no way to know how the law affected the overall numbers. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Paul Simon Public Policy Institute Director John Shaw is set to release a book in the next coming weeks on American statesmanship. Shaw says a lack of statesmanship in the ongoing Senate impeachment trial is striking and disheartening.
When you had several senators, Republican senators in this case, basically say, I don't even care what the evidence is. I'm not even interested in the evidence. That is the exact opposite of statesmanship. That is, that's so far below what is an acceptable standard.
Shaw says Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's insistence on a short impeachment trial without witnesses is unworthy of American tradition and the American public. The Institute's book, entitled Restoring America's Statesmanship, A Citizen's Guide, is expected to be available by March 1st. A Jackson County grand jury has indicted a Carbondale man for his involvement in a fatal shooting on New Year's Day. The state's attorney's office says 20-year-old Marquashion Wilson, also known as Vito, committed an armed robbery by taking a cell phone from another person on January 1st. In a second count, he's charged with acting in concert with Montavio Bobo Graham in another armed robbery, taking a cell phone, $30 in cash, and a pack of cigarettes by force. Each armed robbery charge carries a potential sentence of 6 to 30 years in prison, and because a gun was used, an additional minimum of 15 years would be added to each sentence. Wilson is also charged with acting in concert with Graham to invade a rural Jackson County home where Graham was shot. Home invasion is a Class X felony and carries the same penalty as armed robbery. I'm Jennifer Fuller.